Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen. You may be seated. The feast of the resurrection of our Lord is upon us. The time has come for the Alleluia to return, for God's people to sing aloud with angels of the glory to God in the highest. It is time for feasting, for rejoicing. Because no matter what the world continues to obsess over, death, the final enemy, is defeated. Death is dead. Christ our Lord has ended its reign. Today we recall and we rejoice in that past, present, and future fact. And not just the news of our Lord's victory, but of course, Jesus being Jesus, he gives us his victory as we Christians will not see death but enter into eternal life. Easter, the resurrection of our Lord, is a past fact. It's history, attested to in the Holy Scriptures, attested to by other historians. But what it does, however, has changed all the past, the current, present, and the future as well. Even the time before the resurrection is changed by it. As we heard Job confess by faith this morning in the Old Testament lesson that in his flesh he shall see God. The resurrection. In the face of all judgment of sin, the believer in Christ confesses not death, but life for eternity. The fruit of the labors of our Lord Jesus Christ for our sake, the forgiveness of sins. And just as then has been changed, there is nothing now or to come that has not been changed by the finished work of Jesus, put on open display in his living body, risen from the tomb. Part of that history is recorded for us this morning in our gospel lesson. The women go to the tomb, expecting to take care of the buried but dead body of Jesus. Instead, as light began to shine upon the earth, it was shown to them that Jesus, the light of the world, had not gone out, but had risen from the dead. The stone had been rolled back, and in the tomb an angel was found in the place where the body should have been. And seeing the angel, they are alarmed. Everyone in Scripture who encounters an angel on earth is usually alarmed, to say the least. These creatures of our God who spend their time in heaven radiate the holiness of that place and the very God who fills that place, and sinners on earth are brought face to face with the difference between holiness and sinfulness in their confrontation with angels. And so fear results. But this is no day for fear. The angel is not there to compare holy to sinful. He is there to announce the greatest news ever known. Do not be alarmed. You have no need to fear. With Jesus, who was crucified, your sins are gone. And with Jesus now raised, you stand justified without any enemy strong enough to overpower your Lord. You seek Jesus of Nazareth. Yes, a true historical man born of Mary, of whom we have heard for this past half a church year. Jesus, who is also true God, begotten of the Father, who raised him from the dead. You seek Jesus, who was crucified. Meant to be a curse, God changes the crucifixion of Jesus into all goodness and all glory. Cursed Friday becomes Good Friday. And Easter Sunday makes sure that he has risen, He is not here. Don't look for the living among the dead. And Jesus is living. His dead body was laid in that very place, but it wasn't there any longer. Death could not hold him who knew no sin. And in no way could the living Jesus stay in a place of decay. For he saw no decay. Death could not do anything to him. And he lives. And because he has been raised from the dead is a certain fact of history, all the present and the future are changed as well. That just as Easter was celebrated then, it is celebrated today amongst us. Easter will be celebrated at the end of everything, at the last day, the resurrection of the dead of which we confess. Can you imagine how many graves there are on this earth? How many unknown places where the remains of those men and women who suffered the just reward for sin lie now in their mortal bodies? On that day, the last day, you will see. You will see because those graves, whether marked or unmarked, they will open, and countless multitudes shall come forth. That Christ, the first fruits of the dead, just led the way. In an instant, their lifeless and decaying or decayed bodies will be renewed. That there on that day, the bodies of loved ones that we have seen lowered into the earth, they will rise as glorious resurrected bodies. We will see the faces that we loved and loved us back. The hands we held and held us. The lips we kissed or kissed us. The bodies we cared for or cared for us. We will see them all. They will be renewed and restored to a glorious eternal form. This is the hope we have today, because Jesus lives. And not just them, but hope for ourselves as well. That we believe in the resurrection of the dead, our own resurrection. We believe in eternal life, heaven. The choirs of resurrected saints and angels singing praises to Jesus, we will be a part of that. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, salvation unto our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Blessing and honor and glory and might be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Amen. This song awaits that day as the body of all those who trusted in Jesus will be raised and once again joined body and soul to their whole person. And body and soul together for all eternity again will praise and honor God in what will be an eternal celebration that will never get old. Because your old Adam won't be there. And it's him who gets bored with God. Well, he doesn't get a resurrection on the last day. But on that last day, just the you that is created by God himself, by the word of God in the waters of holy baptism, only that you gets to be blessed into eternity. As we know from the scriptures, as we confess, however, not all who are raised on the last day will go into such eternal life, bliss, and joy. Not all will join in that song of men and angels and the praise of the Lamb of God who was slain, Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. No, some will rise up in order to be cast out and cast down into eternal suffering and shame. That those who lived for their earthly existence only will be sadly disappointed to find that a whole eternity awakes and that they received all their reward only in this earthly life. That those who refuse the saving help of Christ will find no help on that day, and the eternal lamentations will begin for what they could have had, but what they rejected through unbelief. That those who are offended by Jesus will find what awaits those who did not stand with Christ here in this earthly life, a life fully and finally apart from Him and apart from His benefits forever. Now, if you want to celebrate with all the faithful on that blessed Easter or last day or resurrection of the dead day, that time of happy reunion and the beginning of the eternity filled with joy and praise without any sniff of sin or its horrid consequences, then the raising of Christ from the dead that we celebrate today should teach you to celebrate Easter each and every day of your earthly life. That is what you've been baptized into. And as baptized children of God, you must, as we say, put to death by repentance the old Adam and rise up and away from that death brought by false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice, and daily rise in newness of life. Newness of life brought to you by the forgiveness of all your sins. To live as that child of God that Jesus and His Spirit has made you to be. Righteous and pure. That you must flee the love of sin that your flesh wants you to have in thought, word, and deed. The things which Easter removed from you. But instead turn to our Lord. And love He who has bought you with His own blood and is raised for your justification. Love our God in His Word, the Word which brings Easter to you, the resurrection to you, new life to you. Look forward to hearing it regularly here at church each week. Be eager to open that Bible up and read the words of eternal life that are on every page. To trust in God and to trust in Christ. And to fight against the flesh, and to resist the pressures of this world and the devil which seek to rob you of the eternal blessedness of Easter on the last day. Do you think the very things that cause you to miss church could ever even compare to heaven someday? That each of those things, whether they are good or not, if they draw you away from God in this life, they may be deemed good in this life, but in the life to come, they are nothing more than a distraction from the most important things. They are temporary things which take you away from the eternal things. So by the grace of God and by what has been done for you in your baptism, don't let them have priority. It's not worth it. And then if you hear this word today, then Easter and all it means has come to you. If you wonder how this life, this new life is lived, then look to the risen Christ. That's how. And that is the message that the angel declared. It is the message of the forgiveness of sins, including even Peter in that proclamation. It is then the message that those disciples, including Peter, declared and proclaimed out loud amongst all people on this earth. It is the message that countless Christians and pastors have declared ever since. It is a message of the resurrection that takes away the old and brings new life by the forgiveness of sins that Jesus earned by dying. Forgiveness of sins and life everlasting shown to be true in His rising. Trust this risen Jesus who forgives. This risen Jesus who brings by His Word and Spirit an Easter into your heart and your life right now. The kind of life that keeps you on the narrow way. Leading to that blessed Easter at the end of time. Alleluia, Christ is risen.